Yeah, that was me sneezing. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. Hello. 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 My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this, the dubious goals committee. Time for a time check. What time is it anyway?
It's 8:49 p.m.
No, it's not. It is 1930 UTC. And what am I doing? Well, I'm standing here trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm drinking tea. That's good. Now, outside this door a minute ago, a kitty was yanging. And so now we got to go out and see what the kitty's yanging about. See if we can get the kitty to talk on the radio. Because that's always fun. But first I need to grab some stuff. Okay, we're good. Also grab the tea. Open the door. Oh yes, and look who's sitting right here. It's somebody who's very fluffy. Who is now running up the stairs. I'm going to put my tea down in the other room real quick. Oh, look, Sky Sports News is on. What a surprise. Oh, I do love Sky Sports News. Okay, now we got to go back upstairs to see if we can get the cat to talk on the radio. Oh, look who's sitting up here on the floor. Hi. Who's a good baby, my numpers? Are you a good baby? Oh, I was going to pet her, but she's walking away. But she's saying, murm, murm, murm. Murm, 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 murm. All right, let's go. Well, what are you doing over here by the door? You don't want to go outside in the winter time. It's winter. Well, actually, it's not as wintry today as it has been. What do you think about that? Doesn't want to talk in the microphone. Hi, okay, now talk. Give me some talkies. You gonna talk? Oh, there's a good little meow from my baby kitty. Hi. Give me another one. We're not going to have any more meows. But yeah, as I look out the window, I'm thinking, yeah, no wonder I slept well. I slept fairly good. I only woke up a few times. It wasn't very cold. My back doesn't hurt. I thought, wow, this is unusual. Now I understand why. It is sunny today. And it is warm. It is about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, let's see. What's that in Celsius? That's about 8 degrees, 6, 7, 8 degrees. No, maybe not that. 4, 5. I don't know. Looking out the window, blah, blah, blah. Why does my cat want to go outside? I don't know. Yeah, so last night it only got down to just under freezing instead of, 5 degrees Fahrenheit. It was like 29 degrees Fahrenheit last night while I was watching The Seven Samurai, Akira Kurosawa. I love Akira Kurosawa's films. Every single one of them. Anywho, why are we standing around in the kitchen now? Oh, because my cat just wandered in here. Okay, we're going to walk over here. I already gave you kitty water. I can't imagine what else a kitty needs in the kitchen. Waiting for the cat to talk. Come on, you want to say something on the radio? Apparently cats aren't talking on the radio today. And if cats aren't talking on the radio today, that just means one thing. Yeah. It means that it's time for your daily numbers.
The numbers are 140, number 146, number 355, number 409, number 462, number 775, number 840, number 896, number 947. Thank you.
No, thank you. And those were the daily numbers. Was your number called today? Gosh, I hope it was. I'm rooting for you. All right, so I guess that means it's time for more tea. I love drinking tea. Yummy, yummy tea. It's delicious. Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm really, really getting into this right now. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I was just thinking, is today JFK Death Day? Is this the day he was killed? See, because the funny thing is I always think it's the 23rd. I always think it's November 23rd because I read way too much Robert Anton Wilson. But now that I think about it, I'm like, no, it's the 21st. No, I think it's actually the 22nd. I think the official JFK death day is tomorrow. So, I prepare for that. I don't know. So where was I going with all this? I just was thinking of something 2 seconds ago. And I have since forgotten. In the span of 2 seconds. Yeah, not kidding. Oh, right. So here I am. Watching Sky Sports News. Montreal Impact appoint former Arsenal and France striker Thierry Henry as manager. Why? No, no. Henry signs 2-year contract. Henry was sacked by Monaco in January after failing to win home league, for failing to win a single home game in the league, in the French league. Yeah, Thierry Henry, I'll admit that he was good, but I just don't like the guy for a number of his very blatant and obvious cheating incidents. Yeah, so that's unacceptable. Yeah, so he stopped playing. This is Thierry Henry. He's super famous and blah, blah, blah. And he retired from playing and he went into coaching / managing. And he went to Monaco. Yeah, Monaco. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what? Monaco has their own national football team? How can that be? They're a tiny little principality. They're not even a whole country. Well, no, they do not have a national team. There is no national team of Monaco. Monaco does not have a football team, a national football team. What they do have is a club team. And the Monaco club, AC Monaco, they play in the French league. In Ligue 1, as it is called. So that's interesting. But anyway, Monaco was kind of good. They were doing really well, and it looked like they were going to kind of get back to where they used to be. And then Thierry Henry came in, and oh, God, it just, let's just say it did not work out. It was not good. It was not good. So, you know, just because you can play doesn't mean you can teach others how to play. That might seem a little counterintuitive, but it's true. Just because you're good at doing something doesn't mean you can teach somebody else to be good at it. Sometimes it does. You know, a lot of times it does. But some people can't teach. I don't know how to explain that any better. Oh, but I gotta tell you, this tea, so good. Oh, good, West Indies beat Afghanistan. I've been waiting for, I didn't realize that started yesterday. I thought it sort of started in a couple days, but yeah, no, that series I need to watch. Gonna have to check that out on the old YouTubes or something. Man, I'm really gotta put the tea down. Gotta put it down. It's too good today. What's going on? Ooh, yeah. Definitely got some kind of deep tea excitement happening for me today. I don't know what it's all about. Oh, and now I'm getting cricket highlights. Let's see. Who's playing for New Zealand? Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm good. I know what's happening. And at the top of the table for the championships, West Brom and Preston leads in third. Okay, Sheffield Wednesday way back in eighth. Come on, boys. And all the way down in League One, we have Ipswich. I do love Ipswich. And look at that, Portsmouth. Play up, Pompey. Way down in 13th. You can do it. Pompey. Come on, play up, Pompey. Pompey, play up. Pompey was an interesting case, an interesting football case that I know that nobody cares about, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I'm so fascinated with Portsmouth, Pompey, because, goddamn, Scunthorpe is all the way down in League Two, and they're way at the bottom. Portsmouth was a team that was in the Premier League, in the top English soccer league. Oh, when was that? Maybe 11, 12 years ago? 10 years ago? So about 10 years ago. They got relegated. And I think they survived in the next tier down for a year, but then they just went through a perfect storm of everything terrible. They got relegated, then relegated again, then relegated again. And in the span of 5 years, they were like down in the bottom of the top tier. And then it really hit the fan, and they went into administration, which essentially means that they're bankrupt and going to have to shut it down. And then I don't remember exactly what happened. I think it was one of those cases where the city bought the team, or the people bought the team. The fans, the fan-owned team. And they're slowly working their way back up the ranks. And so now, is my cat finally chilling out? She was standing over there by the mantle. I thought she was going to start trying to pull the speaker wires down, because bad babies do that. And at the top of the Bundesliga, Borussia Mönchengladbach, my team. And at the top of Serie A, Juventus, my beautiful team. So great. So great. That reminds me of something else. Speaking of, kitty spaghetti and wires, I got an email from my dad this morning telling me that there's going to be a sale. There's going to be a sale at one of our favorite music stores. Look at that. On top of the Eredivisie, Ajax, my team. Oh, where's Feyenoord? Oh, down in 10th. PSV's in 3rd. Yeah, let's go, Ajax. Anyway, what I was saying is that this is good tea. Oh, wait, you knew that part already, right? So my dad emailed me to tell me that there was going to be a sale this Saturday in 2 days at a certain store, at one of our favorite music stores, and that we're going to have to go there and check stuff out. And I thought, yeah, I don't need to spend any money, but maybe I do. Maybe I do. Maybe I finally need to buy that siren whistle that they have. Or maybe I should just buy some cables. Trying to think of what else do I need. Maybe some strings. Should I get some strings? Maybe. I don't know. And the other thing is we got to start thinking of when to get together to finish off my amplifier. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I was building myself an amplifier, a guitar amplifier, and it has thermionic valves, also known as tubes. It is a tube amp, and it is modeled after a classic tube amp known as a Princeton Reverb. And not only is it modeled after the Princeton Reverb, it's modeled after a specific year of Princeton Reverb, the 1964. And the cat's messing with the cables. And so my dad said, well, we need to get back to work on that so we can finish that up. And I'm like, yeah. I haven't been able to work on it for a while. Well, essentially for about the entire summer. Once it gets warm enough to go outside and stuff, you know, I start spending my time doing other things. But once it gets really hot, then I can't do anything. Pippa, what are you doing over here? You're messing with the cables. Don't mess with the cables. Be a good baby. So we gotta get to back to work on the amplifier, which really there's not much left to do. I gotta replace one capacitor. Somehow, while working on it, one of the capacitor legs broke. So that's gonna be kind of a pain, but it won't be too bad. I gotta drop in a new capacitor. Then it's just a matter of testing. It's all assembled. The amp is all assembled. It just needs to be tested, powered up, tested, blah, blah, blah. And then, assuming that goes all well, which I'm scared to death that it won't. I'm afraid that, of course, when I plug this in, it's just going to explode. Why would I think that? I don't know. I'm awesome. Nothing else I've ever made exploded. Well, except for things that I intended to explode because they had gunpowder in them or something. But regardless. Once we get it all tested, then we just need to put the amp in the cabinet. And that's about it. You know, put the amp in the cabinet, hook up the spring reverb unit, plug in the speaker, and then it's amp time. Which means I've got other stuff to build, which means I need to, you know, build an electric guitar for this amplifier. And that means that I need to build my boost pedal. Which, you know, that might take all of 2 hours tops. Don't really need to worry about that. But yeah, so hopefully I'll be getting my act back together and we can listen to my cool amplifier once I get a guitar and an amplifier built. Okay, so now that we've got that settled, maybe it's time we went to a musical interlude. Yes, let's do musical interlude.
What revels are in hand?
What revels are in hand? Wait, I can't hand this to the guy because Puck is invisible. He keeps knocking the scroll
off. Tedious, brief scene of young Pyramus and his love Thisbe. Very tragical mirth.
Ah, no, my noble lord, it is not for you. What are they that do play it? Oh, hard-handed men that work in Athens here, who never labored in their minds till now. And we will hear it. Go, bring them in.
Seems to me I know somebody named Thisbe. Well, it doesn't matter. Because what you need to know is that this is not music. This is Shakespeare. Guess what's on TV right now? That's right, A Midsummer Night's Dream. But it's the one that I hate. Even though it's great because, you know, Olivia de Havilland is in it. Oh, Olivia de Havilland. It's sort of dorky, and it's difficult for me to watch just because of Mickey Rooney. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I'm not a big Mickey Rooney fan, and so I can never, ever bring myself to watch this particular film adaptation of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah, so, what do you think about that? Nothing, right? I do, however, have some music that I've been wanting to listen to. I put this aside the other day, and this is some Iraqi music out of Arabic tradition, makams and stuff. And so I wanted to hear some of this in action, so to speak. Okay, and I love it already. One of the instruments we have in there is a cymbalom, basically a hammered dulcimer. Okay, very cool. I can dig it. I'm glad I got into this. I've been meaning to check this out. Makam music. A makam is basically a scale, like a mode or a raga in Indian music, right? And so, again, this tends to be improvisational music around certain scales and stuff like that. And I'm really digging this. I like interesting scales, and I liked that particular piece. And I'm glad to hear this instrumentation because, we got, a hammered dulcimer and some bowed instrument. Probably one of those two-stringed, what are those called? Venu fiddles? Venu. Or something similar, or, like an erhu. Maybe captive bow, maybe not. Plus, I loved all that jingly stuff. And that high-pitched drum, that was probably a frame drum. Let's get into a little bit more of this and see where this goes. Very much into this. I want to keep going. Who wants to listen to more of this awesome music with me? Yeah, cool. I'm going to have to study that up. I know what I'm doing today. It looks like I might have some kind of purpose today. Maybe I can actually be productive today. Oh, it'll be so fun. It'll be great. Hooray! Anyway, that's what I need to do. I need to find some drummers. Hand drummers. You know, I think if I can just... But, you know, the more I think about this, you know, the more I think about, oh, I'd like to have a big band. I'd love to have, you know, the Tobe International Orchestra, the Dubious Orchestra Committee, or whatever, you know, whatever we're going to call it. How many people are we talking about here? If, you know, we got a couple of hand drummers and another percussionist, you know, that's three people. Plus myself is four people. We're going to need a couple of singers. That's two more people. If they don't play instruments themselves, then we're going to have like three or four other instruments at least. I lost count already. What, we're up to what, 14 people? Then there's the logistics of that. The bad thing about having a big band is, when are you ever going to play? When are you ever going to have a show? When are you ever going to do the gig? Because everybody's got different schedules. Oh, I can't do it that night. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And now that I'm old, and I'm probably going to have to hire other people who are old, or not hire so much as convince other old people that, yes, we need to be in this cool band. They're going to have kids, and then they got to go to their kids, you know, parent-teacher conferences and all this stuff. And then, and they can't. And how are you going to do a show without the full band? And once again, this is just another reason why I need to have about a dozen clones of myself. So that everybody's on the same damn page. Yeah. Now, how am I gonna get some clones? All right, so let's see. Well, I guess I'm gonna need some test tubes. Well, I think I got a few of that. I've got some other lab glass, and I'm going to need some kind of... I've got auger. I'm putting together a budget cloning operation. How to clone yourself for under $60. That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Which does make it pretty awesome. Anyway, I still got a minute to kill, and I wanted to listen to some of this Moroccan music, because, you know, I was watching the movie Battle of Algiers yesterday. God, that's such a cool movie. I would go to Morocco. I would go to anywhere. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. Morocco, is it hot? Probably. Anyway, what I need to do today is figure out what I'm going to eat, listen to a bunch of music, and there was something else I was going to do today. Do I have games to watch? Do I have a race to watch? I was going to maybe look up that one movie. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and he's like, oh, you got to see this documentary, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, yeah, I better check that out, because that's just one of the things I like to do. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I gotta figure out what's going on, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.